All right, building blocks of your family. How many of you have been helped and blessed? I have certainly really been blessed. So today is all the single ladies, all the single ladies, all the single men, all the single men. So this is for unmarried people today. You're unmarried, put up your hand. Yes, I see that hand, I see that hand, I see that hand. All right. And like we've said, hopefully, as if you're unmarried, as you hear about marriage and you hear about people who are married and the things they've gone through and how God has helped them, that it's giving you a vision. It's giving something for you to aspire towards. But today we want to specifically talk to people who are unmarried and the process of you finding a spouse. Now, maybe you're single and you say, I'm not looking, and I don't want to look. Well, that's fine. But statistics tell us that 90% of people get married in their lifetime. So everybody that raised their hand, 90% of you are going to get married. Some of you are saying, God, please don't let me be among the 10%. All right. So how do we find a spouse? How do we find a spouse? And from my time before I was married and before I met my wife, this is not necessarily the easiest thing to do in the world. And there can be a lot of potholes along the road and discouragement. There can be pressure from within and from without. And so we're going to look at some principles from God's Word, because if we don't go to God's Word, then we go to kind of two other places. We go to the world and let ungodly people teach us how to find a spouse, or we try to duplicate another Christian's testimony. When I was in college, it was a man of God, and his wife had passed away, and he got remarried, and so yay for him. And he talked about how, you know, he had been praying about finding a wife, and the Lord, you know, said, you know, the equivalent of McDonald's, Hungry Lion, you know, hey, go to Hungry Lion today. So he goes to Hungry Lion, he's ordering a burger, and boom, there's his wife. So everybody in that Christian college started going to Hungry Lion. Searching, looking, right? And this, I'm really happy for this person, but there was a person on our staff, and they read a book. It was a really good Christian book from our bookstore about, you know, finding a spouse. And they found a spouse. And so, I mean, they were giving that book away like sweeties, you know. Oh, yeah, here, do this book and you will find your husband in 12 months, you know. Well, maybe. Maybe not. So you, how many of you can't copy someone's testimony? And just because it happened a certain way for certain people doesn't mean it's going to happen for you. I had a cousin growing up. And she did and still loves the Lord. And so she was not in the whole nightclub scene and all of that. And she found her husband in a queue at the airport. And they just met. And they are really blessed. And they love each other. And they've raised great boys. And so, I'm going to the airport, praying in tongues, searching, looking. Well, why don't we apply God's principles, and then we'll let God work out the details. All right? So let's look at some principles. Number one, there is a principle of faith. Faith. Trusting God. The answer to 101 problems in your life right now, the answer is believe God. Trust His Word. And that is the pathway. Okay? Let's look at a scripture here in Proverbs 18:22, it says, he who finds a wife finds a good thing. You make my heart sing. All right. And obtains favor from the Lord. Good thing, favor from the Lord. It kind of sounds like God's involved in this, doesn't it? But notice it says, he who finds. Finds. It doesn't say that she parachuted into your life. Or you had a vision in your prayer closet. Okay, there was only one guy in the Bible that God brought his wife to him, and that was Adam.